producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That's a great idea. If there's something on your mind, and look, every once in a while somebody will come up and say, look, this is kind of a silly problem or this is very important. Please don't ever feel that way. That a problem is a problem. And, you know, if there's something I can do to help you, it's my delight to do it. And there are not silly problems. They're really not even silly people. They're just things that you don't know quite what to do about, and that's what I'm here to help you with. And that's two sentences that ended with prepositions, so please don't tell my English teacher. All right, we're talking with Tia, who's been married for 8.5 years, and she and her husband, what precipitated the sit-down? Did he or did you?
I'm sorry, could you repeat that question again?
I said, what precipitated the sit-down, the discussion?
That's actually a great question. It was me. I kept getting all of these emails, like spam emails, you know, sexy singles and all this inappropriate. I thought my email had been hacked. So I mentioned it to him and I said, are you doing something, you know, inappropriate that you shouldn't be? Why am I getting these weird emails? And he said that, you know, he hasn't in a while, but that he did, I guess, watch some things being the reason for me to be getting the emails. So then that opened up like a can of worms. We just kind of started this whole discussion.
Okay. It may not be a can of worms yet. So I know it feels really uncomfortable at this moment, but
I know.
You know, I love you, but I'm not in love with you. I know. Whoever invented that phrase, I hope we can boil them in hot. I don't want to waste the chocolate. So let's hot, you know, sort of something or other.
Right.
All right. Do you have kids?
Yes.
Ages of the kids, please.
6, 15, and 19.
So the 15-year-old and the 19-year-old are not from this relationship, it sounds like.
They're not, no.
Okay. Are they yours or his?
One
of each?
One mine, and then we have one together.
Okay. when he says you're not the woman, I mean, look, he's not the man he was either, so what? I mean,
probably,
you know, if we're not doing something differently than we did 8.5 years ago, have we learned nothing by inhaling and exhaling?
Right.
But do you have an idea about what he specifically means when he says, the woman I married? Because I have a little bit of a guess, but let's start with you. What it means from your point of view as far as you're concerned.
Well, and I don't disagree with him completely. He says that I'm bitter. My heart is a little bit hardened. And he says that, you know, I don't trust him, even though he says, I've given you no reason to not trust me. You know, the emails was a concern. But he just says that I've changed. I've hardened my heart. I'm more bitter. And I've just changed. I'm not the same person.
How's your sex life?
Pretty good, I would say. I mean, when we, you know, can sneak away, you know, in the bathroom, away from the little one, following us around the house. I mean, I would say okay.
How often are you having sex?
Probably like, I don't know, maybe once a week, sometimes more. But
how often, if we're up to you, how often would you have sex?
Probably once a week.
Okay, if we're up to him, how often do you think you'd have sex?
More, I would say more.
Yeah, because usually when men say things like, I love you, but I'm not in love with you, what they mean is a couple things. What they mean, number one, is we're not having enough sex. Number two, you don't pay enough attention to me, which also can translate into we're not having enough sex. But it's not; they're not identical. They're not exactly the same. They obviously overlap. The two of you have weekly dates?
We really, to be fair to him, we do not have a lot of alone time. We don't have a huge extended family. It's primarily us. I mean, we got invited to a Halloween party across the street, and we had to switch off. We couldn't even go together.
Are the two of you have financial problems?
I'm a stay-at-home mom, so he is the sole provider.
You've got a 6-year-old, and you've got a 15-year-old and a 19-year-old. 15-year-old and 19-year-old presumably are fairly self-sufficient. 6-year-old's in school all day.
Right.
Did you work before the 6-year-old was born?
I did. However, with, you know, child care before and after school and adding it up and subtracting, unless I have to make X amount of money to even kind of make it worth it.
Well, all right, there are a couple ways of looking at this. Presumably, what did you do before your child was born?
Just like office.
Do you want to work outside the home?
I would love to. Yes.
Okay. Right. Yes. Because let me tell you what I think is going on here. I think you're bored.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you're a smart woman. And, I mean, you got a kid in school. And look, even if your kid was younger, that it certainly young children require a lot of care, but they don't require a lot of intellectual interaction, which means, and you know, I love kids, love taking care of my kid. Your brain goes to mush. So, but you've got a 6-year-old, which means he's in school all day. So, look, even if you made $5 a day beyond, and presumably you don't need somebody to take care of your kid before he goes to school, and presumably, I mean, you're hopefully experienced enough that you can get a job either part-time or you can do 3 days a week or you can have the same hours that he has, which means working for the school system. So, but even if he was in a daycare situation, and you've also got a 15-year-old and a 19-year-old, presumably one or other are capable of babysitting. So if you had, but let's just take worst-case scenario that you find a job that when all your expenses are added up, you make $5 a day.
Right.
To work, which isn't, I mean, you know, that's you and Henry Ford 100 years ago. But the point being, that $5 a day gives you $20 a week to get a babysitter so you guys can have a weekly date, maybe even a couple of beers. It gets you out of the house. It makes you feel like you're a person again as opposed to a mom or a wife. It makes you more interesting and interested. It gives you a little jingle in your jeans. And, you know, I mean, I think your husband is, if I were a man and felt that I had to support a wife and a bunch of kids, and especially even if I liked my job, I'm going to feel ripped off sometimes. I'm going to feel like everything is on my shoulders. And I think that makes men legitimately resentful. Now, interestingly enough, when men have wives at work, especially if their wives make more money than they do, quite often they get threatened by that too. But, I mean, that's a much more negotiable issue than the other one, to be quite honest. So what I would say is a couple things. I would say that your husband had this discussion with you, you're telling me, what, three months ago. He's still there. Your feelings got hurt, which are understandable. But I think in some ways, if we can take the hurt out of it, which is, I know, not the world's easiest thing to do, take a deep breath and say, look, what if this is a wake-up call? What if this is a man who's not terribly conversant with his own feelings? And I don't know very many men who can say, look, I love you, Tia, but I don't feel like we're having enough sex. I don't feel like I'm important enough to you. And bottom line, you know, is I think what this all boils down to is not that you're not paying enough attention to me, but I'm turning into my father. I don't have, you know, I don't feel sexy. I don't feel young. And for men, I mean, as women, you know, we're so used to dealing with this. We go get a facelift or, you know, we cut our hair or we do something. With guys, especially in the work environment, and especially if he feels like he's not quite making enough money and he is turning into his father. Yeah. So the part of this is you. Some of it is your marriage. Some of it's him. So given the fact that we can't make either of you younger, and as you say, you can't turn back the clock, but you can move the clock forward. And let me hold on to that idea. When we come back, let's talk about how to move the clock forward. All right? 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. We'll be right back.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I could even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas. The attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Rainier Distillers designs and builds custom copper stills for home purification of water, distilling alcohol, essential oils, cannabis oil, and ethanol fuel. Use these distillers at home to remove all those nasty chemicals that are added to your public drinking water by fluoridation, resulting in pure, safe drinking water for you and your family. Call RainierDistillers.com at 360-446-8998 and check out their website at RainierDistillers.com, located in Seattle, Washington.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That is indeed what it is. We're talking with Tia, whose husband did one of those painful but useful conversations as I love you, but I'm not in love with you. I know it drives all of us nuts. But I think there is some huge value in here. Is he still there? And I don't think if he wanted out of the marriage, he could get out of the marriage. He's not having an affair. He's just unhappy.
Right.
And he doesn't really know how to explain. And he's unhappy, so he's going to make you unhappy. Which is, I mean, to a certain extent, you can say, well, that's kind of crummy. But another level, you can say, well, look, it's not going to get better until it gets better. And you're probably more a factor of making it better than he is. Because if he didn't know how to do it, if he did, he would. So I think number one, new year, new Tia, look for a job. Okay?
Right.
And, listen, are you planning on having any more kids?
No.
Okay. So we don't need, so you can begin looking. And as far as I'm concerned, the priority, it would seem to me, is to find some work. You can find work that, and maybe add some school to it if you want to, if you feel like this is something that, I mean, how old are you now?
40.
Okay. That's exactly what I was going to guess for some reason, which is neither here nor there, which means you've got probably close to 50 to 60 years left on the planet. That's a long time. So if you have some skills, right now I wouldn't suggest you start school because that's not going to solve all your problems. It's not a bad thing to do, but I would pair it with some kind of employment right now because you want to feel like you have some monetary value to the world. You want to feel that you have a little extra money so that you can do a weekly date and not have it come out of him saying, look, I can barely make the rent, and you're doing your part. And you can be in charge of the weekly dates for a while, as far as I'm concerned. So we're talking about paying work. If you want to go to school, and if there are places that you can go to work that will pay for your schooling, which is not a bad thing to do. If you have some idea of what you'd like to be doing 5 years from now, certainly not a bad idea to start at a lower position at some place that you really want to be. But, I mean, I'll let you work that out unless you need some help with it, and at which point I'm delighted to help you with it. And saying to him, look, new year, new us. I'm going to get a job. Not because you're not a very good bread earner, wage earner, but because I want to take some responsibility. I want you to not feel like everything is on your shoulders.
Right. And
I'd like, exactly. And I'd like for us to have weekly dates. And I'd like for us to start having sex at least twice a week. Once you seduce me, and once I'll seduce you and see where we go from there. Make sure you're using good birth control. And see where you get. Good. Okay. Good enough. Because I think this was his. Believe it or not, even though it didn't, I'm sure you felt attacked. This is, I think, in some ways, his cry for help of, "I love you, but this isn't working for me. I don't feel loved. I don't feel cherished. I don't feel young. I don't feel important." What kind of work does he do?
He is in heating and air, but he has a lot of responsibility.
Okay. But probably not necessarily his heart's desire.
I'm sure not. He's been doing it for 20 years.
Yep. And one of the things that you can then talk with him about of, and I'm not sure that you necessarily have to have this conversation now, but if I trust your judgment on it, of saying, look, I think this was a very difficult thing for you to talk about. It was very difficult for me to hear. But, in some ways, I got to applaud your courage in this because I think it can make us stronger and better. I need to get a job, so everything's not on your shoulders. I want us to have weekly dates.
Right.
I want us to have sex at least twice a week. And I also want you to feel in the next couple of years, if there's something you want to do with respect to your career, that I'll take some of the burden. You've taken the financial burden in our relationship, that I can at least help with that. So if you want to go to school, if you want, and you're going to watch his face light up because he thinks, first of all, he's feeling intensely guilty. You've probably been a little cranky in the last couple of months. And if we need to talk about the family situation that you feel embittered you or he feels embittered you, I don't have any sense one way or the other whether you're really embittered or you're just a little older and he's not the star of your universe right now. You've got, you had your kid that you came in with, you're a stepmom, you're a biological mom to a first grader. You've had some family issues. I mean, you're mm-hmm. not a carefree, nincompoop anymore. So, hello? I mean, we'd think you had brain damage if you were. But I don't think that's the issue. I just don't think he knows how to express the fact that it's not that even that he wants you to be the person you were. He wants to feel like the person you made him feel before. Mm-hmm. And that's a different issue.
Huh. That makes sense to me.
Yeah. So you can do that. You can do that. You can do part of it immediately of just telling him he's your sweet babu, asking for more sex with him, wanting to have more sex with him. Because believe it or not, women use sex as a way, we don't want to have sex with you until we're feeling really happy with you. With men, sex is a way that we feel happy. you know, that we make up.
Right.
It's a major difference, and you can see how disastrous those two things are. But right now, he gets a Boy Scout merit badge for at least having the courage to say he didn't have an affair. And he didn't say, you know, you're fat or you're putting on weight. Or, he
right.
wasn't very gentle about it, but at least he didn't know how to be gentle about it because you felt attacked, but he felt
right.
irrelevant. He felt
he does.
Nobody cares about me. Yeah.
Well, you know, that's funny that you kind of tapped into that because he told me, I wish you loved me like you do the kids. You put all your time
yep.
and energy
yep.
with the kids and, yep. you know.
He feels like nobody, you know, at work nobody cares about him. Nobody recognizes how hard he works. He's got all these young punks who are going to take over his job. His,
right.
you know, that you care about the kids, that he's getting older, you know, nobody. And so, you know, you can see why men are tempted to have affairs, that, especially with younger women who say, oh, honey, you're just so cool.
Right.
Because, first of all, they don't know anything. But, I mean, so tell him, make him feel cherished and make sure that you're feeling cherished, too. It doesn't mean I'm not trying to turn you into a doormat. But, I mean, this is one of those things, as you make him feel cherished, he'll make you feel cherished. And I would start out with the weekly dates with you planning things that you know he'll like. And after you've done a couple of those, you could say, well, you know, I had such fun doing this. Maybe you'd like to do one of figuring out something that
right.
I'd really like to do.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. This can really be the year where your marriage really strengthened and deepened and became more fun and more sexy and a great template for moving forward.
Yeah, I would like that. I would like that.
I know. I think he would, too.
Yeah, for sure. I think he would, too. So.
All righty.
Well, thank you very much.
You're most welcome. Happy New Year.
Bye-bye.
All righty. By 855-993-7569. Kind of hard to go from that call to back to movies, isn't it?
Yeah. Yep.
Well, I don't have enough time. We could do DVDs here, but which are movies, but at least nobody else has to talk about them. So, look, let me just kind of summarize, because I think there are some general lessons in Tia's phone call. First of all, when we're feeling attacked, instead of trying to fight back, which is certainly a normal response, to take a deep breath and say, either tell me what I could do to make things better, which at least gives somebody else a chance to think about what they're really saying and what they really want from you. And if not, if you can, sort of close your eyes for a moment and put yourself in that person's position and see how you feel about it. I know all of our response to being attacked is to attack back or to cry, but if you can sort of work through it a little bit better, there's some great information there. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Get your planning card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Now available to own on video and DVD.
All righty. Well, believe it or not, we have gobs of movies coming out this weekend on DVD. A lot of them are very worth seeing. Let me start. Infinitely Polar Bear is an odd movie. It's got Mark Ruffalo in it, who's having a great year. A lot of people think he's going to be nominated for an Oscar for Spotlight. A lot of people love him as the Hulk. In this one, he plays a bipolar guy who's married to Zoe Saldana, who gets an invitation to go to, I think, Columbia B School for a year and a half. So she has to commute, and so he needs to take care of his kids. And he's been institutionalized, and he's from a wealthy family that gives him just enough to live on so he doesn't actually have to work. So the idea being, because she really needs him to take care of the kids, that he sort of steps up to the plate and becomes this kind of imaginative dad. The problem about this for me is it's kind of a misunderstanding. And Hollywood's version of mental health leaves a great deal to be desired in terms of Remember the letters, the ideas that you can talk somebody out of Alzheimer's by just loving them enough? It's just, they're so inaccurate and such a misperception about what mental health issues are about. But this one, Mark Ruffalo is a charming actor, and the kids in this are cute. And you find yourself not liking Zoe very well, but... you know, that aggressive women or independent women or ambitious women are not treated very well by Hollywood either. Duh. But it's worth seeing. And Mark Ruffalo is very good at it. Sleeping with Other People is one of those Hollywood confections, again, where you've got Alison Brie and Jason Sudeikis who have a one-night stand and bump into each other 12 years later and decide that they're both serial... Well, they're basically what Freud would have called nymphomaniacs, what we would just call as promiscuous, that they have a hard time sticking with one partner, so they can't maintain a relationship because of their previous relationship with each other that only lasted one night. Do we think this is, I mean, get some therapy. Never mind. All right, so it's also got Adam Scott in it. It's an okay movie, except, again, the premise leaves a great deal to be desired in terms of any real sort of structure of mental health issues. On the other hand, The Experimenter I really liked. This is Stanley Milgram was an experimenter out of Yale that did the famous study where he had various people, including John Leguizamo is one of the people who comes in. Jim Gaffigan plays... the guy on the other end of supposedly electrodes. And the experiment, which you probably heard about in Psychology 101, was that the experimenter kept saying to the subject, here's the dial, and the more juice you apply to the victim on the other side, the more you get paid or whatever, and kept trying to convince them to up the ante and up the electric charge. And the idea was it wasn't actually connected, but the guy on the other end is screaming and yelling. And this was taken, this was done, I think, in the 60s. It was widely taken as sort of following Nuremberg, that people following orders that were immoral and how, you know, how easy it was to convince people. And Peter Sarsgaard is terrific as Stanley Milgram. It's really nice to see Winona Ryder back on the screen as his wife, who has kind of a silly role in this. But a lot of people felt that this was that we could explain war criminals, Nuremberg, Guantanamo, all sorts of things. But his conclusions have been widely disputed. But it's a very interesting movie. It's again one of those movies where psychologists don't come off very well. Sicario is just a plain entertaining movie. It stars Emily Blunt as a woman who is involved in the war on drugs. One of the reasons I like this was not only because I think Emily Blunt is a really good actor, and it's seen through her eyes, but it also has got some great techniques, including the camera essentially working as night vision goggles, so you're seeing what you see through night vision goggles, which I found fascinating. It also stars Benicio del Toro as a guy of questionable integrity, and James Brolin, who always looks great on film. He's also in the 33. I think he's a good actor, but even more than that, he's really great looking. And he kind of walks in, steals a scene, and leaves. In fact, I think this was actually Josh Brolin. I think I misspoke. James Brolin is in 33, the minor story. Josh Brolin's in this one with a Hawaiian shirt. Captive is a story that some religion. When I saw it with a religious community. And it's a story that is based on, I think, living a positive life. The movie is that a man who's played by David Oyelowo, who played Martin Luther King Jr. in Selma, is terrific. He's a really good actor. He's a really nice guy. And he takes a woman hostage, and she convinces him by reading this book to change his life and to give himself up. And I thought it was a little far-fetched. And, I mean, why did you need the book? I mean, there was some highly questionable, again, Hollywood understanding of human motivation here. But all in all, it's an interesting movie, and it partially because David Oyelowo is just such a good actor. And it's also got Kate Mara in it. And Mimi Rogers, who most of you will recall, as Tom Cruise's original wife. So there you go. So a lot of DVDs coming out this week. There's some that went directly to video, which obviously I am not reviewing, because if they go directly to video, I seldom see them. If they send them to me, I review them, but by and large, I don't see them. So Infinitely Polar Bears we're seeing for Mark Ruffalo. Again, somewhat of a misunderstanding of what bipolarity is, and that you can just cure bipolarity by taking care of your kids. Ask anybody who's had a bipolar parent how that works out. Not so well. Sleeping with other people, again, one of those Hollywood versions of how cute it is to be promiscuous. Experimenter, I thought was a really good movie, except psychologists don't come off very well. Sicario is probably my pick of the week, which is a very cynical but entertaining view of the war on drugs, and saying that this is a war that is, number one, not winnable, and questionable whether anybody really wants to win it. There's just so much money involved. Captive is a rather Hollywood fantasy version of how books can change your life. I mean, you know, but it's got good performances in it. So more reviews, more detailed reviews at drjoy.com, because I reviewed all of these things when they came out, so you can get more complete reviews. But good time of year if you to catch up on some movies that while you wait for Star Wars to make a gazillion dollars and take over the world. Can you believe that $100 million a day domestically? I mean, we're not even talking about on the world basis. Mm. Well, no, I guess that is international. It's made $700 million in the United States, but in 10 days it made $1 billion, which is $100 million a day.
Okay.
And they're saying $5 billion for merchandising. China has not opened yet, which is the second largest, and presumably will do, and Star Wars does very well in China. So presumably if it's made $700 million in the United States, in what about 16? It made $700 million in 16 days.
Mm-hmm.
The only movie that's ever made any more, it took 72 days to make that much money, and that was Avatar.
Wow!
So what is that, five times longer, to almost 4.5 times longer. So this will be the most money making movie of all times, and once China hits. And especially with the hype, that I would expect that China will make the same $700 million or the same $100 million a day for the 10 days, which means we're talking, it's already, worldwide, it's already $1.5 billion. So I think with China, it'll probably make about $2.5 billion in the first month.
It's a genius move by Disney, I guess.
Well, actually, I was talking to Manny about it yesterday, that the economics of it is that they bought George Lucas, sold them, his company for $5.1 or $5 billion. And at the time, everybody was scandalized and said, it'll take 2 years to make that back, and it'll probably take 6 months.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's one of those. Listen, Disney, whatever else you want to say, I mean, it's certainly George Lucas's vision and his technology and his story, but Disney has done an exceptional job of publicizing this. I mean, I've been getting emails about this movie, and there have been, you know, leaks and whatever, fanboy stuff for 6 months. And when you're talking about a movie 6 months ahead of time, you're going to develop some buzz. And,
oh, yeah.
I mean, when you're talking about $100 million a day, that's some serious buzz. Alrighty, so should we look at a couple more movies that, well, I guess when we come back, a couple more movies that maybe don't have quite as much buzz, but a lot of love.
Yeah.
So if you have to choose between buzz and love, well, maybe you don't have to choose. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home,
How safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to InvasionStopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half-off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to InvasionStopper.com now. That's InvasionStopper.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I am always here to help on whatever it is that's troubling you or making you unclear. That's what I'm here to do. I'm kind of the Google of your psyche. What would you call it? Geiki? No, that doesn't make any sense. Geiki. Sounds like Geico, doesn't it? Never mind. All right, let's hear some other favorite movies, you guys were so enthusiastic about this.
All right. The Breakfast Club.
Oh, yeah.
And he
Charlie Sheedy, Charlie Sheen, what's her name? Molly Ringwald.
Yeah. He says, because I see adults judging kids way too much.
Yeah, well, that one, do we think that's what that was about? I guess all of them got sent to detention.
Yeah.
You know what just popped in my mind is Ferris Bueller's Day Off, which was kids judging adults.
I really like that one, actually.
I love that one, yeah. And the war games? which was also Matthew Broderick.
Yep, yep.
I think that was his first movie, maybe, or at least the first one I remember of his. Okay, keep going.
Another for Gone with the Wind.
Well, Gone with the Wind is on everybody's top 10 list, I think. That and Casablanca.
I guess I have to see it, though.
You have to see it. Hmm. Should we set a deadline for you to see it by?
Yeah, let's do that.
Well, how about by Valentine's Day? Although it's a great Valentine's Day movie.
Well,
Franklin Meyer, I don't give a damn. Yeah, you can get it on Netflix.
Okay.
All right.
The reasoning is there's nothing like watching Rhett Butler demand that kiss from Scarlett when he leaves her on the road to Tara. I've seen the movie like 40 times.
Yeah, me too. I agree. Franklin, my dear, I don't give a damn.
next one, Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf?
Wow. Richard Burton and Elizabeth Taylor.
Yeah, he says amazing to watch Elizabeth Taylor in this role.
It's a really great movie. The question is, was the child that they lost real or imaginary? Nobody's ever answered that question, as far as I know.
Mm. It's another one I've never seen.
I've seen Kathleen Turner on Broadway doing it. It's a devastating story. If you're having marital problems, do not watch Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf.
Virginia Woolf. Did she commit suicide? I don't.
That's Virginia Woolf. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
She put the rocks in her pocket.
Yeah.
Bell jar. Well, that wasn't Virginia Woolf. That was, what's her name? I'll think of it in a minute. Keep going.
Okay.
She says,
A Room with a View.
Sylvia Plath.
Oh, okay. She says, A Room with a View with Helena Bonham Carter.
Yep.
Daniel Day-Lewis and Julian Sands.
Yep.
It translated so beautifully from the book. I love everything about it. The time period, costumes, acting, actors, dialogue, and...
I think that won an Oscar, too. That was, about 15 years ago, at least.
Okay.
Good movie. You guys are doing great. I'm really proud of you. All right, what else we got?
We got It's a Wonderful Life. So full of good things. It makes me think of what the world would be like if I were never born. I'm happy to say that I made a difference to some, and this reminds me of that fact.
Well, good for you. I agree with you. That's a Christmas Eve movie, mm-hmm. Jimmy Stewart. You know, I was with somebody earlier today, and they were talking about a friend she had a T-shirt on, I guess, and somebody commented on it. She said, oh, yeah, I had a friend who was very sick, and we went, and we had a really great time, and then she died. And I thought, but that's what all of us do, hopefully. We have a really great time, then we die. I mean, you know, right? That's the contract. Mm-hmm. Okay, keep going.
Thunderheart.
Thunderheart? What's Thunderheart?
She says, because the bad guys get found out and the good guys win and people stand up for what they feel is right. Oh,
well, there aren't a whole lot of movies where that happens anymore, is
she
there?
She says, and I love Graham Greene and Val Kilmer.
Thunderheart. Oh, wait a minute. Val Kilmer. I vaguely remember that.
Oh, yeah. Yep, my mom's really into that movie. I think it's
Val Kilmer was great.
Murder great. On a Native American Reservation.
Graham Greene, that's right. He's the... and Sam Shepard.
Yeah, that is a good movie.
Fred Ward, a young mixed-blood FBI agent, is assigned. Let's see what else. I do remember that.
Yep.
That was a good movie. She's right. I hadn't thought of that in years.
Yep.
Good choice. A young mixed-blood FBI agent is assigned to work with a cynical veteran investigator on a murder on a poverty-stricken Sioux reservation. Yeah, that was good.
Yep.
Val Kilmer's terrific.
Yeah. Yep.
When he played played in Heat, mm-hmm. in Batman, Top Gun. I forgot he was in Top Gun. What's the one where he played Jim Morris?
Yeah, The Doors.
Yeah.
Movie, yeah, that was good.
Batman. Yeah. All right.
The next one is one of my personal favorites. I like the whole trilogy. Back to the Future 2.
Oh, yeah. The DeLorean.
Yeah, I love those. As a kid...
Supposedly they're going to make another one.
Really? That would be interesting. She says, as a kid in the late 80s, future technology was all we thought about. And the future technology in that movie looks kind of funny now compared to what's real.
Well, Yeah, but I mean, they had some things they got right.
Remember, yeah.
You're probably too young to remember Dick Tracy and his two-way radio watch.
Okay.
And Maxwell Smart talking into his shoe.
That's funny.
But I mean, think about, two-way radio watch, basically the Apple Watch.
Right. True.
Right.
Yep.
And Dick Tracy was probably started in like 1930s or something.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Wow. Next one, Box of Moonlight.
Box of Moonlight. What is Box of Moonlight?
She says, it reminds me to be happy with what I have.
Well, that's got to be good. Let's see if I can find out what Box of
Moonlight is. Yeah, I don't know what that is either.
I think anything that convinces you to be happy with what you've got is not bad.
Yes.
Al Fountain, a middle-aged electrical engineer, is on the verge of a midlife crisis when he decides to take... It was in 1996.
Okay.
Let's see who was in this. It's not doing anything very quickly for me.
Well, you look for that. We have another vote for It's a Wonderful Life.
Okay, this is John Turturro, Sam Rockwell, Catherine Keener, Lisa Blount, Annie Corley. Box of Moonlight. John Turturro is in a new movie coming out that's called Mi Madre, where he plays a kind of stuck-up Italian-American movie star who goes to Italy to make a movie with this woman whose mother is dying. Hmm. And he's really good, and he's an interesting actor. Remember the one he played with, we played the gigolo with Woody Allen? There we go. All right, 855-993-7569. Listen, being content with what you have in this life, you're above ground. Amen. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
A show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.